Tonight we plan. Tomorrow we discuss. The day after that we brainstorm.
And then we brainstorm.
The day after that we focus group this whole thing.
We like to get a lot of eyes.
Really know what we're doing.
You know? We don't want to just go in blind and half-cocked and shit and do stupid shit. That would be ridiculous.
No. Hello listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
A rebel agent named Serta Nuko has learned terrible secrets about an Imperial weapons program. But before she was able to deliver them to the rebellion, she was arrested under a false name. Our heroes race against time to rescue Nuko from an Imperial prison on the planet Morja. Their plan is to sneak into the prison in disguise. Their first step, ambushing an Imperial patrol.
All right, get ready, everyone.
So you guys are getting ready, and then in the distance you hear the slow building sound of those speeder bikes. And I imagine just a shot of everyone, like all you guys, maybe close up, looking tense as the music's just building.
Close up on Levo cocking his heavy blaster.
Yeah, well,
close up on Flint sweating, just ready, holding it, both hands, the chain, the end of the chain that he's got to wrap, just staring at the spot that they're going to come through.
Just a close-up of a bush. Like, you can't see too much. Like, he's so well hidden. Just a bush.
And then it cuts to Bosch sort of re-gripping his spear, and he kind of, like, moves it back a little bit, and you hear him sort of poke Tumask in the ribs with it by accident.
Sorry. And just as you say that, it's built to a fever pitch. You don't think it could get it any louder. And the speeder bikes are come screaming down the ravine. Roll a brawn check first.
Yes! Is that straight brawn? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I might be able check? To...
Yep, it's going
to
be difficulty.
I can add a check to. Hold on 1 second.
Someone else's?
Yeah, the racial power, right?
Oh, never mind.
Never mind.
Difficulty 3.
Oh, boy.
If you want to use a light side point now might be a good chance.
I think you should. I believe in you.
Let's fuck shit up. Now, so I am... I do have this prepared as... I'm not just holding the rope. I do have an additional piece where it's being hooked into something.
Yeah, you've...
Can I get a blue for that? Because it's not just my brawn.
Yes. There we go. Because
that's why I mentioned it. I didn't want to just hold the rope. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to see the sword too. Yeah.
Okay.
But will it?
That cancels.
Oh no.
Oh
that
no.
Cancels. That's, oh my god, a failure with two advantages.
What are your advantages, you think? How does this work?
All right, so he goes to pull it and hook it in, and he hooks it in, but the place where it hooked snapped as they hit it. So they hit the line. But it doesn't knock them off.
Yeah.
Maybe it just disorients them?
Or they, like, sort of bump into the side of the canyon, but not enough to actually
They stop, cause they're not damage. Off their speed.
You had a net 3 advantages.
Two.
No, net 2 then. All right, you could give them a black dice, because they're disoriented.
On their initiative?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could say it's on their next check. We could say it's initiative, if that's what you want.
Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. So you pull it up, it hits them, but the ring that it's hooked into on the tree just rips open. There's like a screeching, deafening metal sound as it like explodes off. Rope goes, just rips out of the mooring. And these scout troopers suddenly like you hear, and they like do like a weird like mud kippy Like, that move where they slide sideways and they kick up the mud.
Like Bosch has been doing to us all day. Is Bosch poetically sprayed with the mud this time?
Not yet. Dang it. I want to save that one.
Awesome.
Everyone roll initiative.
What was initiative again?
Vigilance.
Yeah. I got a nothing.
Oh, boy. What's your...
Oh, my vigilance is one yellow.
Jesus. They have one success.
And what's the difficulty on the
three success.
Is there such a thing as difficulty on the...
Nope.
No.
So what is that
stupid It's symbol? Just vigilance, and then you just roll it.
There's other ways to use vigilance. So you...
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, right, yeah. So,
two successes.
Nothing. And then what did you have?
I had one success as well.
Okay, so it's going to go hero, scout, hero.
Sweet.
And the scouts work together?
Yep, the two of these guys are working together. They are minions.
Super.
So top of the round, who goes first? These guys have just like pulled to a stop.
The guy with the stun grenades?
The least amount of physical damage.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, mind you guys are also... No, they pulled far enough away. You're not going to be in the blast radius.
Of the stun grenade?
Yeah. And they definitely noticed that they hit something that was set up to catch them, right? It wasn't
Yeah. It's not like they you were standing so close.
But they still haven't seen me yet.
Well, you were sort of positioned in a way so they would see you, so they'd be moving towards you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they probably see you, but you're maybe a little bit of a distance away.
Okay, so I'm still, like, holding my cover just in case.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm next to Bosch. Do you think I could reach him with the stun grenade if I tossed it? I don't know how far.
What range band do you want to be away from the whole setup? You want to be close, medium, or long?
I want to say maybe 20 feet. What's that, medium?
Yeah, it's about medium.
Okay, medium.
So yeah, you could toss it. I think stun grenades, the range is medium.
Yeah, perfect. Stun grenade?
Stun grenade does damage of 8 and disorient of 3.
That sounds good.
Which disorient 3 means 3 rounds of disorient. Right?
I think that's it crits though, right?
No.
No, that's just how they do it. Yeah. Cool. As long as it hits. Like if it doesn't.
And Disorient, I think, is they take a black dice on everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
3 rounds black dice.
Okay.
So roll it. Difficulty is going to be 3.
What do I roll for something?
I think that's range lights.
Range lights.
Yes.
Okay, not great. Difficulty 3?
Yep.
They're on bikes and I can see them.
And they've got armor and... Well, no, sorry. No,
there's a set difficulty.
No, it's medium. Yeah, that's right. It's 2.
Difficulty. 2, that's right. Okay. I would accept,
I was thinking their dexterity is an opposed roll.
Oh, yeah.
Still learning this
right.
game.
Yeah.
Fair. Totally fair.
Let's see what happens.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yes!
Success!
Just one success. So 8 damage?
Is that right?
8 damage and disorient 3.
Yeah, you throw it, and it blows up right next to them. All of a sudden, both of them are looking, like, really disoriented and confused.
Okay.
Great.
But they're both of them are still up.
Mm. And they were already kind of disoriented from the... Yeah. But that was on
the... So they're taking 2 black dice this round. Next round, it'll just be 1 for the next 3.
Got it.
Now, hero slot. So you threw the sun grenade. There's a deafening pop.
Probably.
Big flash of light.
Knock him out.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have another one of us up next.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And remember, we don't want to damage the at least one of the suits.
What's the range on stun?
I don't think it wouldn't have stunned you two.
No. If I want to use stun on my blaster rifle,
same range as a weapon, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right, I'd like to take a shot with the heavy blaster rifle on stun.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. Imagine you're a close range with them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They're right by where the rope was.
That's super, yeah.
So that's 2, right?
One.
Range?
One.
Four. I just took a rank. In heavy,
nice.
About
nice.
It. Woo! We'll do it. 2, 4, 5 to 1. So 4 successes and an advantage.
What's your crit?
Well, that's advantage. Crit on a blaster rifle, I think, is 4 or 5. So I don't.
On a heavy blaster?
Yeah, but it's not enough. But that is, I don't have the stats up. I should have.
What do you mean?
Which one are you? What weapon? Are you
heavy
using?
Blaster rifle.
Heavy blaster rifle.
Yeah, that's what it's called too.
Was it a heavy blaster rifle? When did you get these blaster rifles?
From this is the one we pulled
from stormtroopers.
So yeah, just a stormtrooper blaster. Let me check.
It's a heavy blaster.
Because which one is that?
Because it's
special. Heavy. It's heavy, but heavy blaster rifle is different.
So just a heavy blaster?
No, I think it's blaster rifle. Yeah, it's called blaster rifle, which is a heavy weapon. Damage 9, crit 3.
Damage 9, yep.
Crit 3.
Range long.
Yeah, damage 9. So you did 9 plus 3.
So that is 9, 10, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. 12 stun damage to this guy.
You pop off 2 shots and take them both out. Stunned. They go down. They just slump over and fall off their bikes and hit the water beneath them. I mean, imagine it's like a small, shallow stream bed at this point.
So Flint carefully... So that's all that happens, too. That's amazing.
I love it.
So they hit the rope, and they come to a halt.
Stun grenade.
Stun grenade goes off, and immediately you see Flint just puts the stock to his shoulder and take 2 quick stun shots. They just fall off the bikes. He takes the blaster rifle, and his face has got this huge smile. His eyes are bright and wide, and he just puts it up like a trophy hunter across one shoulder, his hand still on the trigger, and goes over the comms. Clean them up, boys. Yeah. And he starts walking towards them.
So I think we get a wipe here, right?
Well, I can do this with Flint. Remember, they did radio in, so we do have to know when they are supposed to next. So perhaps soon we should say that something happened. Maybe they were attacked by lizards. We can make up something to say why there's only going to be one coming back, etc.
The helmets probably have the identifications inside. You can just use the helmet, radio back that everything's fine.
That's spectacular. Do you think you can mimic their voices?
Do you think you can mimic their voices?
Wow! How about
that, right?
That's amazing!
Isn't that a cool trick? You just have to put your fingers over your nose. I think the helmet just does that.
So do you want to...
No way!
This one thinks that our plan was to bring somebody in. Maybe the legendary Flint Cross was on the outside and one of the scouts managed to capture him. But the other one went down.
Flint preens.
Yeah, we can say we caught you fishing around one of the ship graveyards on the planet.
I almost want to suggest that you two go in and then you and I go steal.
That's
a
what I was
going to
say. I was
going
to say that next. With the bikes that we just got.
With the bikes that we just
yes!
got.
Yes.
This may be a really good plan. Really, really terrible.
Look, I love this idea. Honestly. How are we going to transport me on a speeder bike as a prisoner?
I actually have mag cuffs.
Do you think I should?
Like,
perhaps,
well?
I figure something. Look, I'm a large Nautilin, and you are going to be a small stormtrooper. So perhaps I could be draped over the seat as if I am unconscious.
You're trying to say I look a little small for a stormtrooper?
Yes, I had to exactly what I tried to say.
Man.
So this is a... I love this plan. I need to know what this was eventually.
Repeat
I love
what
it.
You just
I'm
said.
Very excited.
Before that. So before the plan thing.
The draped over the seat?
Yeah.
So I could be draped over the seat pretending to be unconscious as you bring me in. That way it does not look as if I am...
I don't
that
think
sounds
so.
Like a fantastic plan. And from up on the cliff, I stun you.
try.
Yeah, okay.
I imagine over the cliff edge, may range medium.
Okay.
So 2.
Wow.
Sure.
6 soak.
Wow.
Oh, not that
successes.
Good. 2 successes. No advantage. Just 2 successes.
And what's the damage on that?
10 sun damage.
2 successes, just even, is that it?
Yeah.
No, there's a bunch of threats.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, yeah, there are 2 threats.
2 threats. Oh, you'll see what the threats are. So I take 9, 10 damage, soak 3.
Oh, my goodness. Strain, I think.
So there's 10 total or 11 total? 10 total.
10 total.
10 total.
So
I soak 6 of that and take 4 strain.
But then it probably also has disorient. But it's just
disoriented. It's not a grenade, though. Oh.
No, it's not a grenade. These don't do
that brings
concussive
down to
damage.
7 strain. So you see Flint get shot with a stun bolt. And he just his, like, in the back. Like, probably, like, the top shoulder, right? So his shoulder goes numb, and his right arm goes numb.
From the clip.
And you see his face just glower, and he looks back up at the cliff where he knows Levo is, and just glares at him.
And from the cliff, you just hear, ha, 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 ha.
You're going to get yours, droid. And he starts shaking his numb arm to try and get the feeling back into it. Eventually, it comes back, and he's like flexing his fist. He's like, that dumb droid, this stupid mechanical man. Oh, he's going to get his. He's just muttering under his breath. I can pretend to be unconscious, you metal idiot.
You should have specified.
I did. I'm going to specify when I make your eye sockets. I'm gonna get too much to make your eye sockets look upside down whenever you open your eyes.
That should be really funny. What happened to the ship?
Want to talk about disoriented? Oh,
the gravity generator is all messed up.
Someone new comes on. Welcome to the Iron Track. We have fun here.
I want those threats to be in my favor so that I gain my life. Strain back!
Sure.
All right. I think it was just two, so I'll go back up to nine.
Oh, so
that's amazing.
So the plan is Flint's going to pretend to be unconscious.
Bosch pretend.
Puts on the scout armor. So Tumosk and Leva, where are you guys going to be when this happens?
I'm also going to grab the scout rifle.
Cool.
What's the...
Oh, scouts have blaster pistols.
Oh, okay, great. So, I'm sorry.
Put a blaster pistol in your holster.
If they have any pistols? Take all of their things. We'll leave them tied up.
All of their things, yes.
But I'm sure that if they have any sort of grenades, we take those.
Yeah.
Can we say they each have...
A stun grenade or a stun grenade and a frag?
Let's see. I have it right here. Yeah. They have a light blaster pistol, which deals 5 damage and a 4 crit. Mm-hmm. They also have on their bike a sniper blaster rifle with a scope.
Ooh.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
I mean, we're taking the bikes.
Levo should definitely take that.
That's cool as heck.
And that may change the plan a little bit.
They have scout armor. yeah. Scout armor is +1 soak. And then they have a frag grenade on them.
Okay.
Ooh. Like between them, just one?
Yep.
That's fine.
Well, they have one each. It.
Wow. So one frag two of those sniper rifles?
Two of those sniper rifles.
Fuck. You guys should each take one.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I need to get rid of some weapons. I'm a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say with 6 heavy blaster pistols, you're going to be pretty slow.
We made a little camp.
Oh, I didn't take 6.
Oh, you didn't take 6.
Mine.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah. My encumbrance actually is still really high because my brawn is 4. So I can probably carry both. The blaster rifle.
Okay,
though you're also going to be.
Keep in mind, they are on the bike. So
true. So you don't have to carry them. Yeah. We keep the bikes.
Yeah, as long as we're keeping the bikes, they're not going to add to your encumbrance.
And then also, are you visibly going to be carrying rifles into the base when you're pretending to be unconscious?
Well, if we leave it on the bike, that's fine.
Just the heavy sniper?
Take it out.
Yeah, we'll put one of the heavy blaster pistols on the bike as well.
Cool, you can
or
just
the heavy
blaster
rifles. Yeah, we'll like stash it on the bike as well to maybe tie it down to the seat or something.
Cool, that will, if you strap it down, that might give you a difficulty to your bluff check in person.
We can leave the heavy blaster in favor of the weapon that is supposed to be there. This is a beautiful weapon. I'm very excited to use it. I can sacrifice what I currently am using. We still have 3 blaster rifles on the ship.
That's true. That's a good point. We have an embarrassment.
What's the
guns, guys?
Sniper rifle name again?
Blaster sniper rifle with scope. So
this one is not like all the guns.
Range extreme, accurate 1, cumbersome 3, pierce 2, slow firing 1. Reduce difficulty of combat checks at long or extreme range by 1.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not going to be easy at close range, but yeah, when you're set up.
This does change the plan, you're right.
Yeah. So yeah, take the stats for that.
We have kill
ridiculous
everyone.
Sniper rifles. I mean.
Whoa. And there's also guard towers posted with sniper rifles all along the...
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Maybe
we need somebody taking out those guard towers.
Mm-hmm. I can
summon John Wickenham.
I can sit in the woods and pick off guard towers while you guys are
and then make a break for
making
the tank.
A ruckus.
Yeah. And then I can make a break for the... Yeah, so I want to steal a tie and just fly through the air and fire into the yard and keep them busy. So...
So if we're taking... are we taking...
That.
If we end up taking a bike back to our ship...
Well, so these two bikes are definitely better than the bike we salvaged.
For sure. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So for, as you know, one of these two can... Maybe they could ride together to wherever the position is going to be. I would be draped across. They can carry the blaster rifle on them. So we can just take it with us. We don't have to I don't have to use it this time. I want to so badly.
Maybe you'll get a chance.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm just saying, you know, we should try and be mindful of our possessions. And let's see if we can get use of it later. Flint is rubbing his hands together.
So it's Tumas going to be up to in the fight? Or during the break-in?
Tumas was under the impression that he and Leva were going to go try to hack into those TIE fighters. And then, Tumas kind of wants the tank.
But we also need to find out, like, where in the prison this
is. Yeah, where in the prison
is. We are very focused on creating the ruckus. We need to also be focused on doing our mission. Want to just destroy the base, I think. Maybe we should narrow in our focus to what we were
we
getting.
We do have to save this person's life.
We do. This is true.
This one thinks that Bosch and Flint should go in as planned. Stunned and draped over the speeder.
Sure.
Levo and Dumask will go. Get the TIE fighter and the tank. Levo will distract from the sky and Dumask will barrel into the prison on the tank. When Dumask finds the location of the prisoner, Bosch and Flint will be inside, able to extract.
Just as a reminder... There is that light cruiser in orbit over the prison facility that can bring down a reinforcement.
And also that electric fence.
Yes.
That we don't know how to get through yet.
Yeah, we have to...
It's called the tank.
I think the tank's in the electric fence.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. True. We're going to have to find a way to get you two in. Is there some sort of technological device that I can plug in once I'm in the base that will allow you to slice in to their computers?
Do we own this technological device? Device. If it does exist, do we have it?
Could Tumas perhaps MacGyver something even?
I love that show.
I do have some slicer gear. Let me double check.
That vid.
I'm gonna flip a dark side point. Oh, unless you have a specific gear, you have to be on site. It's a closed system.
Okay.
You can't access it remotely.
Got it.
That's cool. Perhaps Tumask should be the one that is entered.
As a prisoner? Yeah,
just because he's the one that desperately needs to be inside.
That's true.
Believe me,
does not want to get shot!
You won't. You won't.
No,
Tumask,
you are significantly less
likely. You won't get shot while stealing a tank. You would be shot at a lot.
No, this one means friendly fire! This one saw you, Levo!
Ah, come on now. That was a joke.
Okay, so Tumas, if Levo promises not to stun you,
okay, that's awesome.
Would you come into the prison with me on the bike? Then we've got our two riflemen outside on the other,
providing covering fire from a distance.
The plan is sound. This one will go along.
We have the worst perception.
Mm-hmm. But I'm really good at using guns.
You too. You guys posted up with sniper rifles over the base?
It's a possibility that we could post up with sniper rifles over the base.
Just in case things get hairy.
It might be better if we have a way inside, though.
I also took a rank in computers since last time. So I can actually use computers now. I'm gonna
come
in through the gate.
Two sides
has to come to that. Yeah.
So if plan A, you two infiltrate the base with high deception skills, and make sure that you are inside, and then from the inside you take down the defenses. And then plan B would be that Levo and I can be outside. Levo can take care of the defenses from the outside. Well, we would find a way in.
What kind of defenses are you taking down?
I'm thinking of the electric fence and the getting inside in general, and then finding it.
Well, you see, the way inside is one specific gatehouse. that has the speeder bikes parked in it. They could possibly go in there, open up the gatehouse, and you guys could get in right off the bat. And rendezvous once they just these two secure the gatehouse.
Yeah, we shut down the electric fence. We open the door to the gatehouse.
Yeah, and then we you don't even need to shut down the electric fence. It's like this is the entryway in and out of the electric fence. It's the one way, and like the entry to it is like the fence connects to it.
Got it. So we just need to open the door.
Yeah,
kind of a thing, and then you guys can come in, be a distraction. Everybody come to you while we go find the prisoner.
We'll have a shot.
Sounds good to me.
Say it again. I may be lost. I want
this whiskey's very good.
Okay, I was thinking of the electric fence. Just for visual purposes, what kind of electric fence is it? Is it like the Jumanji?
The electric fence from Jumanji, yes.
Thank you! Yes, Jurassic Park!
I got
the Jurassic Park fence with a bunch of lines that are just for big things. Is it a chain link fence that's electrified? Is it narrow bands of friggin' energy?
We'll say it's like it's a wall of energy.
Ooh, yes!
Yeah. Awesome. Wall of blue energy. You see occasionally some feedback, like little lines.
Cool.
So okay. If we can shut down the electric fence, there's no physical barrier anymore to like getting in or out.
A great point.
Yeah.
There's only like maybe a waist high, like black.
Like a base.
Base.
Yeah.
Difficult to climb over, but like you could do it probably pretty easily.
Yeah. Okay. So let's.
So most of the structure is underground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The top is just like the panopticon on the top, and then you imagine it goes down deeper.
Panopticon.
Yep. With like the one central spire, and then there's fields and grasslands of farm equipment and farming going on. Spread out in the valley beyond. Equipment.
I don't think we could take down the defense.
Just going in a hover track.
Just to let you know, the gatehouse inn is closer towards the structure itself rather than the farmland. Yeah. There's like a long winding road from to the farmland.
I will not yield the Pelennor unfought.
What?
Sorry.
Okay, so what is the plan? What's the
plan? Yeah, I know. I was like, you were really intent upon it. I was like, what reference? Like, just think of what happened.
Oh, man. What's the plan again?
Jesus.
Tom forgot too.
I also forgot. So we're going to the gatehouse. Securing the gatehouse, taking down the electric fence.
Yes. Just to let you know, the second the electric fence goes down, everyone's going to know something's wrong.
Yeah, so we maybe wait on that. But we do need to find out where the prisoner is.
Yeah. Rescue said
prisoner. Can we do that from the gatehouse?
We should have someone covering us long range.
Possibly, but likely not.
Okay, so probably further inside.
You'd have to go to
the structure itself. When you say secure the gatehouse, are we taking it and defending it for a while? Or are we just
slowly infiltrate?
That's a great answer.
I don't see why not. That solves our electric fence problem.
How do you fellows feel about a bit of stealth in this situation?
I feel very good about it.
Yeah. So we need to get through the gatehouse, but not necessarily take it yet. On the way out, we can take it and blow it up.
Oh, sure.
Yeah? Yes, I'm also excited about blowing things up.
Yeah.
Well, we should... I mean, maybe we should see how far Tumask and I actually managed to make it into the prison. And then if things go to shit, then you guys have sniper rifles.
All right, so we will keep one of the helmets to listen in on the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We can put it over Levo's head. My head won't fit it. Maybe we can turn it up and just leave it open.
It just sits on the brim.
Yeah, that's right, the brim. So we'll just turn it up and both listen to it and hold it up to our ears as we lean in next to each other.
It's like a white plasteroid conch shell.
I was going to say like an Alexa.
Oh, really?
So how do we get in if you get caught? This silence is very telling.
Yeah, that's a good question. I haven't thought of that.
Do we all need to go in at the same time? Is there a way to do that? I don't. There is not a way to do that.
Then what if we all get caught
and break out from the inside without our gear?
Look, I've been deloused in an Imperial detention center before. I don't really want to do it again today.
Guys, wait. What if we woke up one of these scout troopers? And see if they have any information on the inside workings of this place.
Oh, yeah,
and the person that we are talking about.
Yeah.
I have been ignoring these unconscious bodies. They are so quiet when they are unconscious, you know?
I know, right? Yeah.
This
wait, check out. This is my impression of them when they're unconscious.
That's very good.
Right? Just holding my nose and not saying anything.
It's so good.
Oh, man.
It's
perfect. There is a chance the Empire is a very evil corporation. Maybe these scout troopers are disgruntled and will join in our cause. Maybe we can convince them.
I love your optimism. Let's find out.
Tumask, if I woke up from that and you were the first thing I saw, I'd do whatever you told me to.
Thank you.
So I guess, do I do a medicine check to wake them up?
No, you just shake him awake after a little
pour
while.
Some water.
I'm assuming you want to put those mag cuffs on him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So you shake one of them awake?
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes
to... We remove any comms.
Yeah, I'm assuming you stripped him of his armor.
He's in his skivvies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm picturing an A shirt and well, then,
we only need to strip one of them.
What?
My head. What? Oh.
Hello?
Wake up! Wake up!
He's awake and he like looks disoriented and he's
I thought you were having a migraine. I was really worried.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, are you okay?
Who was the guy?
Are you okay?
No, I'm sorry.
Acting. Acting.
But then you're real, man.
Yeah. Dude, I fucking ace that. Hey, JJ, check this. Come on, Ryan Johnson. I'd send this to Colin Trevorrow, but not anymore. See, Alfonso doesn't understand that reference because he's in complete blackout, and he doesn't understand that the director of Episode 9 has departed.
Media blackout! I go into Star Wars movies knowing nothing, and it's beautiful.
Comes out knowing nothing.
And then I get drunk and black out for the movie.
So you could rewatch him again on DVD.
Alfonso knows nothing about Star Wars.
He's drunk right now.
When I was 5 and I saw it, I was drunk that day.
Irresponsible parenting.
My parents are saints.
How fucking dare you?
Saints of getting their son drunk.
We heard before. My dad is awesome.
I understand all you guys have like family issues.
Sorry, I am not.
But
sorry,
you know who's cool? My dad.
My dad could outgolf your dad.
Probably.
I don't think my dad's ever played.
Easily.
Mine definitely hasn't.
Goes off there.
All right, I'm not from that income tax bracket.
Feel more guilt, Alfonso. Yeah.
Sorry about my privilege. Go ahead.
As long as you point it out, that makes it. It doesn't make it better.
No, it doesn't.
But so, what's our plan again?
Yeah, where were we? So threatening. Yeah, you woke the guy up, and you thought I was having a migraine.
Sorry.
So these men that we were threatening.
So Tumas just threatened him.
He awakes. Oh, Tumas is doing it? Cool.
Well, we thought it would be more threatening, but...
Heck yeah. He awakes to a very, very large Nautilin and a very large Trandoshan staring him in the face. The Nautilin is smiling this big, big smile. What is Tumas doing?
Tumas is just staring at him angrily.
Good cop, bad cop. Hello. How are you? How are you feeling?
He looks at you. He looks at Tumask. He looks back at you. And he's quiet.
That's what I thought you would be feeling. So, we have just captured you, obviously. You are in these mag bracelets. And we would like to know about your base and your operation.
He looks at you. He looks at Tumask. He looks at Bosch and Levo standing off to the side. And he looks back to you. And he says, Sergeant.
I am not a sergeant.
Imperial Stormtrooper Corps. CK420.
Oh, he's doing... That's all name, he's rank, legally, and number. All
oh, I guess not name. So rank, rank, corps, and number in this case, right? That's funny. So I am not above... I'm not above torture. But I just don't feel like it right now. I'm having a fairly good day. Although my friend did just shoot me, so I've got a little anger to work out. So what I would like is for you to cooperate.
for you to cooperate with us and just give us some information, and then we won't kill you.
Sergeant, Imperial Stormtrooper Corps.
I'd like to roll an intimidation.
CK-420. Roll it.
CK-420.
I didn't realize it until after I did it.
Blaze it, bro.
So yeah, roll.
Coercion, intimidation. That's what it's called.
It's difficulty 3. Is your coercion ridiculous now?
Yeah.
I have a yellow and 2 greens on coercion.
I have 2 yellows, so I'll take a green.
Take that.
And then I use my intimidating skill to take a strain to drop it down to 2.
Nice.
And that's what we're looking at.
Cool. I'm going to use a dark side point to make one of those purples a red.
Thank you. Ooh, we have a lot of light side points to play with here, guys.
Ooh, that's a lot of successes.
Oh, boy.
So these cancel out. That is 2 successes and an advantage.
Cool. So you're coercing him to what? What information do you want specifically?
So after I've got that big smile and I just say, we need to know the location of a certain prisoner, and we need to know the complement of guards that is on the guardhouse.
And as Flint is saying this, he's wrapped a hand around the stormtrooper's neck and is like single-handedly lifting him up off of the ground.
Oh, just like the Inquisitor was doing in previous.
Yeah. Thing.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, but like just
with pure physical
who's
strength.
The good guy? Who's the bad guy?
Chaotic neutral.
So Flint's become the good cop and the bad cop?
Yeah, it turns out.
I'm gonna...
There's a skill called Loom.
Sergeant!
We'll talk about
it. Yeah. Imperial Stormtrooper Court CK-420!
I'm gonna use, what do I have here? Well, I'm gonna use, coercion to try it because I have good cops.
No, you don't need to roll coercion. You guys are already succeeded.
Oh, okay.
We're just playing.
Oh, wait, did you have?
This is called role play.
Yeah,
we're just
playing.
Oh, we're just playing. Oh, okay.
So
I just come up and I'm just like, I've seen him tear off a Rancor's arm,
and he just Flint smiles deeper.
He looks panicked. Sergeant.
Okay. Flint checks his wrist calm, holding him up in the air, just like. Oh, what time it is. I think he's choking. Is he choking?
Yeah, it seems like. I've never choked before, so it's hard to tell.
He's choking.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Definitely choking.
I drop him.
Done. He lands on the mud. I don't really know any specific prisoners. I'm on scout patrol. I don't usually mingle with him. But...
Give us the gate code to get inside of your base.
Gate code? Okay. Sure. Just don't hurt me, okay?
Oh, well, don't worry. We'll see.
There's no way I'm gonna die for any of those lousy aliens in there.
Wow.
Flint takes a deep breath. And then just listens.
And he gives you the gate code. The string of alphanumeric characters.
Okay. Check. Gate code, check.
What kind of securities are set up? There was a second part there.
We have a full platoon of troopers there. Including scout troopers. The guards the towers are manned by elite sharpshooters. There's no way you guys are getting in, even with the code. The second you trip any of those alarms, the entire facility is going to go in lockdown, and Commander Rance is going to come down upon you guys. You guys are better off just heading home, turning tail, or head tail, and getting the hell off of Morja.
Where does this Commander Rance
like that joke. Turn head tail.
Commandant Rance's quarters, they're in the main central spire.
Spire, Any windows?
Yes.
Thank you.
They're transparent steel, so good luck blowing them out.
Wow.
You'd need a starship or something, and if you get close to the base, those TIE fighters are going to shoot you down.
TIE fighter,
sure.
You say.
How many TIE fighters do you have?
One.
Slime?
Clearly, you guys have seen 2.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I've seen 2. What else are you lying about?
Okay, there's two. But there's also an... That's a good architect's name. Yeah. There's also the Swift Shore in our orbit. The second any alarm is tripped and the commandant gives the order, you're going to have an entire Imperial light cruiser coming down upon you. And if that light cruiser... If something happens with that light cruiser, you're going to have a whole Imperial Star Destroyer coming down on you and raining hellfire like you guys have never seen.
That makes sense. Thank you very much for the warning. So, what is the protocol for transporting a prisoner to base?
You mean like a new prisoner?
Yes.
Normally they'd be landed on a shuttle.
And suppose they were found on planet sneaking about. And you found them, and you managed to incapacitate them, and then sling them over the back of your speeder. How would you bring them in?
Oh.
Yes.
I mean, we would normally just cuff them and put them on the speeder and bring them in.
Okay.
He looks over at Bosch wearing his scout trooper armor.
Starts to understand.
Bosch just kind of like winks at him and keeps eating the food bar he's got.
I imagine your helmet's like under your shoulder.
Yeah.
This one has a thought. How many of your prisoners are working in the fields?
All of them that can work do, and all of the ones that... Well, at least all the ones that aren't in solitary confinement.
How easy is it to transfer a prisoner to work in the field?
Yes!
Easy? We normally load them up on one of the juggernauts and we ride it out to the field and we come back. We have a full armored convoy. But that entire way is protected by the light barrier.
So the farms are all protected by the light
barrier? Yeah, the
farms
are protected by the fence and the road between the structure and the farm is also protected by the fence.
Where's that light barrier controlled from?
From the spire.
What are you all looking for? I was thinking destroy the spire.
Just so you know, everyone at the table turned and looked at Tom, a.k.a. Levo, and Tom looked confused.
What?
I put my hands over the scout trooper's ears so that he can't hear. And I say, Levo, you could probably bring down this spire with the TIE fighter that you want to steal.
Oh, our own ship.
Yes, but the thing is, if we send in our ship and we haven't taken care of the TIE fighters, then you will be multitasking to a very high degree.
How do I get into the TIE fighter when it's behind this light fence?
Well, we need to get that light fence down somehow.
This one can hack into the network and bring the fence down.
Remember, right. Bringing the fence down does alert everyone that something is wrong. There will be a lot of alarms going on.
And probably TIE fighters in the air.
So first we find the prisoner, right? First we find the prisoner.
Yes.
Then we're going down.
This one does not need to find the prisoners. This one needs to just put Sertanuko on the list for prisoners to go work at one of the farms. Bring the prisoner to us is the idea, instead of going to find the prisoner.
How are you going to do that and then get out yourself?
Still cupping the stormtrooper's ears so he can't hear.
Listen to the oceans.
We will still proceed with the plan to drape over a speeder to Musk.
Uh-huh.
Once inside, instead of trying to find the prisoner, rescuing the prisoner, alarms go off.
Oh, send them to one... Well, okay.
Send them to the outside.
And then turn off the fence.
Levo, you've got it.
Okay. But the guys...
How long this the one thinks so.
Guys, the snipers, though.
Mm-hmm. That's true. How long would it take to get this person transferred and then to get them actually out working? If we could find out that they are already working, that would be very beneficial. So perhaps this is a part of a benefit to our plan. If they are not already, we will have to go down inside. But we will check to see if they are working in the farm section. So this means we are going in. Are we going in the daylight? Because that would mean daylight time if we are.
And I do imagine right now it's nighttime. Like the storm still rolling above overhead.
Cool. Okay. So if we are going in the nighttime, then
you know, we would have a great surprise advantage. Most people would be sleeping, perhaps a skeleton crew. But if they are working out on their farms, it would have to be during the day. It'd be very difficult.
Didn't they say that they have been working throughout the day?
Yep, I accidentally established that for you guys.
So, I was going to say, dawn or dusk kind of a thing. Yeah, we can do a dawn.
They work them to the bone.
Yeah, are you saying there is a shift change?
Quick, get rid of those dark side points.
Before they cancel another shift change.
And I have to play another middle manager who has to give everyone the bad news.
Oh. Poor Commander or Commandant Rance.
I'm so sorry, everybody. There are no breaks.
Commandant Rance Pratus.
He actually does have a name, but it's not.
Oh, God.
I mean, we could. We could. We'll make our towers,
Commandant
right?
Rance and another one
we
of the future
sniper rifles. It's two shots each if we do it right.
Probably a pretty high degree of extreme range, which is exciting.
What does extreme range mean, game wise? That means we have the ability of taking the shot.
Yeah, if you have line of sight. And it's
but it's still a high difficulty at extreme range. Is that correct?
Yeah, this lowers it, so it goes from, like, difficulty 4?
Because it's got a scope.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 2 medium, 3
but still,
long.
We can do it at long range.
4, yeah, 4 at long range, so it drops down to 3. Drops down to 3.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'd probably be doing it at long range.
What other information do we need from this man?
I don't know. Put him back to sleep. He's annoying.
All right, but do we need anything before I do that?
Well, we have another.
Oh, that's true. Ivo, would you like to stun him instead of me?
Sure.
Shoot him, neat slumps over.
It's fun for me every time.
This little amoral bunch of rapscallions, huh?
Heck yes.
Hey, stun.
That's true. This guy's alive.
He's just going to be sleepy.
Yeah. With severe nerve damage.
Very sore.
Sleepy nerve damage.
Where have we landed with this plan?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Where are you guys with? So, as I understand it, Bosch is going to be dressing up as a scout trooper, pretending to carry Tumask, who's going to be slumped over the bike, pretending to be unconscious.
Honestly, I think we're going to need to basically start there and see what we successfully get out of the computers, and that will kind of inform, you know, whether we go like plan A or plan B.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could wait until we get word from you guys about what direction you're going in when you're in.
Yeah.
Like either
we gotta find out
to the field or shutting down the gate. Either way, I think shutting down the gate probably should happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
we would want Serta to be out in the field when we shut the gate down. Instead of shutting the gate down, rushing, trying to get her out of there. Like, make sure she's in a field somewhere, shut the gate down, and then make our move.
Yeah, I have skill in.
If we roll particularly well, we may not even need to. We may get you down to the detention cells undetected.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you and I will wait in reserve.
We'll see what happens.
Assuming you guys will both post up with the sniper rifles on a hill.
I think let's position ourselves in the back where that tank and those TIE fighters were. So we can be at least close to run down there.
Well, the tank is out down into the field with the prisoners.
Oh, it's there, like, guarding them.
Yep.
Essentially. Okay.
Yeah, and it's what they load them up in that, and they ride them back and forth. And the TIE fighters are sort of... So there's... Imagine the Pentagon, but with, like, a spire in the center, and then the landing bay is within that center.
Okay.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay,
so we have to get pretty far in to get to there.
So...
If we
are able to hijack the juggernaut while it has our quarry. No, that's not the right word. We're not hunting there. Well, anyway, the person that we are going to save. Imagine that we are able to hijack the juggernaut while she is inside of it. And then take this vehicle
away.
Out and away. Now, is this a slow vehicle?
Yeah.
Yeah, slow wheeled vehicle.
Very slow.
But if we hijack this and we are able to get her out of it, we are far away from the base and farther away from most of the troops. How far are the farms?
We should hide the bikes.
The farms, maybe it's a 15 minute drive.
Quick getaway.
Yeah, like we're going to need to get her out of there on one of the bikes if we have any hope of escape.
Yeah. So we'd have a couple minutes.
Yeah. Imagine
before the fast things.
Can yeah. Imagine the train's most. It's a rolling terrain. The structure is on sort of like on higher ground. And then there's like it dips down to almost like a valley where the farmland is, and there's a road that leads down into that valley.
Cool.
Yep. And there's no trees or anything; it's all grassland. All
right. I think we should make a move.
Yep. To Musk. Go in. To Musk. If we can get you on the same transport as a prisoner,
as her,
then we could have a great advantage in taking down the juggernaut, and then escaping from the farmland, just like you spoke of. Perhaps Levo can take down the gate shield. The electric fence, and then we take you out on the bikes. Is this making sense? So you're out in the farmland with the prisoner. Because in this case, you are a...
So we do a star wipe as you're describing this and figuring it out, like a clockwise wipe.
Very popular
one. And then it continues, like, it cuts back to you still trying to think this one out.
Hey, that's mean.
That's not nice. This one will try to put himself on the same work assignment as the prisoner.
Yeah.
I believe that's what Flint's trying to say.
Yes.
So we do a vertical wipe.
Yeah.
So you two are now on the speeder bike.
Swear. My voice is all
I think we should all... We also need to be prepared for the possibility that this person's going to be in solitary because...
And not on a work detail.
High level knowledge. Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
Jake's too quiet.
If she's like the person who knows, if she's the person who knows about this like very high powered weapon, you know, it's very possible that she's one of these prisoners in solitary.
Let's me and you try to get in and locate her and see what
we'll start ruckus once you start coming out.
Yeah.
Right.
We got comms. Everybody's aware
of
this now.
I can take this other speeder and get us a set of lizards to roam into the area as well.
It's still do lizards. That could be your eyes.
Yeah. That could be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we? Okay. So yeah. Why don't we do that? Why don't you go round up a pack of Bruezas?
Mm-hmm. Do you have piloting planetary?
I have piloting planetary and space. Yeah.
Okay. Because I have just good agility. That's the only reason.
So Levo, go herd up. You know some.
Yeah.
Some
I can Bruezas. Just like find some, take some pot shots at them, and like get them to chase me.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I can post up sniping.
Yeah.
In case one gets too close.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But also covering the guard towers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But we'd be waiting for a signal to do such.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
We're all still connected via comms, presumably until we get too far underground.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Who knows when you'd lose your signal?
Right.
I mean, you know, signal can mean the place being locked down.
Yep.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, yes, for sure. Shit gets real. Get real with it.
Yeah.
but also you guys still also have one of the Stormtrooper helmets, so you got both comm lines,
right? We can
too. So you
hear
what's going on.
We can still listen in,
yeah,
and know what's going on.
Okay. All right, can you patch the Stormtrooper helmet into our comms, our personal?
Ooh,
yeah, that shouldn't be too problem. Just program the frequency it's on.
Any roll? No roll.
So we go done.
Great.
So we'll have the Stormtrooper comms. We can hear what they're saying.
Actually,
and,
no, well, it's encrypted. So you would
so be a computer strike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Word.
I'm in. How difficult?
To break Imperial encryption, that's going to be difficulty 4.
Difficulty 4. Interesting.
Can you get caught doing this?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
No. Yeah. I don't know.
Perhaps we just listen.
I remove one of those difficulties because of my code breaker.
Painted breath.
Let the record show. Everyone leaned into the table.
Two triumphs.
Nice.
You slice in, no problem.
I mean, I'm pretty sure at this point we're just
talking. You won.
You won
directly. Star Wars.
Yeah, we're done. Guys, it's been fun. Let's,
you won the Star War.
The Star War is over.
There are no more
stars
or
wars.
Peace forever. yes.
Star peace.
Star, everything's going A-okay.
great. So I've linked both channels together.
Cool.
Great.
Yep, everyone's, you all your personal comms are listening in on Stormtrooper chatter.
Perfect. Nice. Awesome.
All right. So, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Set the scene for me. It's still night.
Still night.
We see this, you know, it's inside the base. Maybe there's a sniper on the roof who's like watching the spike come in. His camera zoomed, or his binoculars zoom in and they zoom out as the spike with a Trandoshan slumped over it starts speeding on. The bike is definitely listing a bit from the Trandoshan's weight. But it comes in and it makes its way to the gatehouse. And the front, the door on the laser, like there's a square opens up in the laser and a narrow column leads into the building within. So like within the first, think of it almost like an airlock. There's like a first main chamber and then there's a second one. And in the first one, there's two stormtroopers there. So they're behind in this booth as the speeder bike comes in.
CK-420, what happened? We encountered smugglers marooned on the planet at some sort of old farming community a few clicks.
What's the direction we are?
South.
A few clicks north of the base. We caught this one. This one was still alive, so I figured we'd bring him in for processing.
What happened to CK-069?
Dead.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry.
I was in training with him. Yeah, we were close.
Man, I know. And you think on a detail like this, it happens in the weirdest ways when you really don't expect it. I'll call his...
He had a girlfriend.
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How'd they meet?
Oh, I don't know. It was back before he joined the Imperial Stormtrooper Corps.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Could be like an academy sweetheart or something.
Oh, yeah.
Cut to two guys chained to a tree in the dark wearing nothing but their skivvies.
Yeah.
Back by the original place
where and you just in the background you hear a brew woes growling.
Like 100 meters into the woods from where we ambushed them.
Yeah. One of them is just like, oh, I miss my girlfriend.
We come back to the stormtroopers, make a deception check.
Can it be combined?
No, you're unconscious. There's no...
But I'm trying to deceive you with my body.
All right. What's
the difficulty?
He's never been to the
theater. You're a good
Maybe
prop.
It should be a black die.
Difficulty is going to be 3.
Wow, this is going to suck.
These stormtroopers
I don't think I have much. I have 1 rank in deception.
And you have 1 rank?
In deception.
I have 1 rank in deception. Yeah,
okay. Cool. You have there a plethora of light side points if you want to upgrade one.
Yeah, I'm going to.
We cut to a shot of a stormtrooper and
a Trandoshan. Green to a yellow.
Of a stormtrooper and a Trandoshan draped over his speeder bike through a scope with the crosshairs just on the general situation as the stormtrooper walks down to the guardhouse to talk to him and then to a shot of Flint peering down his sniper rifle. Covering from a range.
Okay, cool. Great. So I'm gonna roll that deception check. That's 3 purple, 2 yellow.
Oh,
come on.
One advantage and a failure.
The other stormtrooper elbow is the one who's like sad. Like, wait a minute, this guy's a little too short to be CK-420. CK-420, remove your helmet.
Wait, why? What are you talking about?
The two stormtroopers look at each other and they raise their blasters.
Guys? Yes, come on. Come on, guys. Guys.
Do we see this happening and get a sense that it's not going well?
you both see that they raise their blaster rifles at Bosch.
Did we round up the lizards?
No, we were just getting, like, starting, so we were like, yeah, well, give them
time.
Are
you both looking through your snipers?
I want to keep an eye on
them. And there are two guards right next to
The entryway did open up for the speeder to get in, so it's still open if you want to take a shot, each of you.
I do.
Flint wouldn't, but if he sees you shoot...
I'm going to.
Yeah, Flint would not. Flint would let them get caught and then try and get in later. But,
do you want to say something?
It's all happening really fast.
Yeah.
So I want to play it honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's fair. That was your first impulse.
So it's like, it's not going well.
Do it. Ooh, I love this. This is a terrible
idea.
This is going to
go very poorly.
This is extreme range.
Oh, no, we were going for long.
Oh, you're going for long? You set up so you're long? Yeah. Okay, cool.
So this would be what?
Because of the sniper rifle, it's now difficulty 2.
Okay. Wow. And it's ranged heavy, right?
Yeah.
One failure.
No.
Failure and 2 advantages.
Okay, the advantage is no one noticed no one in one of the towers noticed that blaster rifle shot. They're looking in a different direction.
Good.
So your blaster rifle, a blaster bolt hits the stormtrooper, like the ground right next to that stormtrooper. Roll initiative, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll 1.
If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes and, more importantly, tell your friends about us. Oh god, what was that? Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll1Podcast. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Tumask is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. Oh, God. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas. Who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his improv team Tilt at Reckless Theater and his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One, The Gathering Storm Part 4. Till then, may the Force be with you.